And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Goes like from Huntsville back over to Chattanooga, from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I'm talking about all the way down to that prettiest little town on the plains called Auburn. And yes, even big old patches of Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. All right. Hey, listen, I gotta spend some time on a topic that is just, this is just heinous. It's just gross. It's also infuriating. So people don't realize that what Israel faced on October 27th, a year and a half ago, of 2023, was per capita for them bigger than 9/11 was for us. And I'm not mitigating 9/11 at all. 9/11 was horrible. It was a gut punch. It was a loss of over 3,000 people. On a per capita basis, Israel lost a higher percentage of its population than we did on that day, 9/11, on October 7th. And yes, we had innocent people die. Some of them, you know, went down in horrible situations with the buildings on fire and planes that are crashing in, and you know, and knowing the plane was crashing as they went, and all of that was devastating. It was horrible for 9/11, and then the aftermath of rebuilding and then going to war. What the Jewish people went through was of a different nature. Was it horrible? Yes. Was it terrorism? Absolutely. But when you have people storm into your bedroom in the quiet of the night and then behead your children and rape your wife and then take your grandfather captive and hold him for a month in a tunnel this is of a different nature. This is like not just trying to kill someone and make a statement. This is taking pleasure in the destruction of people. This is taking some kind of perverse joy in bringing pain and suffering. There is nothing here that is honorable. There is nothing here that has any measure of, you know, integrity as a, like on the battlefield when a soldier may be on the opposite side, but he's fighting for his cause. It's not that at all. These were not soldiers. These were criminals. Well, what just happened in the last few days? I got a piece here. I could pick them all over. I pulled this one from Daily Caller. Daily Caller points out, so you know, we're in the middle of this ceasefire, and we're demanding the return of the hostages. That's part of the, and why it takes like, we'll do a couple this week. I think we can bring out a few next week. Yeah, we might have four more the following week. How about you bring them friggin' home? But what they did in the last few days, apparently, a mother and her two infant children. I'm talking one of them was 2 and one of them was 5. The same ages as my grandchildren. A 2-year-old, a 5-year-old, and their mother were taken, along with their father, were taken and held hostage. Why do you take babies hostage? It's not like you're trying to raise them up. It's not like you're trying to take them and make them into slaves. No, they just put them in a tunnel and kept them there. We've learned now they executed them. So as part of the quote-unquote releasing the hostages, we got 4 of them back this past week, or the last few days. We got them back in boxes. Except we didn't. It says crowds of adults were cheering and waving as Hamas fighters rode by in trucks with their weapons raised, wearing their Hamas dress uniforms as they carried in the caskets like trophies. I'm adding a little bit here, but that's what they did. They carried them like trophies. The crowd thought it was the coolest thing in the world. On the coffin, it said the date of their so-called arrest. Their arrest? On what authority and for what crime were they arrested? For living? So they're parading these caskets like trophies. And then we've not only got the mother and the 2 infant children, it turns out the 4th one that they released in a box was an 83-year-old man. So yeah, these are scary people to you. If you need to go on the battlefield, Hamas, and kill 5-year-olds, 2-year-olds, and their mothers who are grieving as they try to hold them tight, and then an 83-year-old man who's already infirm, I'm just saying, you are not men. You're not. But what we've also learned now is the body of the mother in one box was really not her. We don't know who it was. DNA testing proves, we learn now, that it was not her. Tel Aviv, AP reports from Tel Aviv, Israel has now identified the remains of the child hostages as being real, but says the body that was in the other box was not their mother. We also learned, too, little tacky stuff, like not only did it say the day of their arrest on the box, it also had a lock on the box, so you couldn't just open it, and they didn't give them the key. Okay, and then Israel had to have the boxes scanned to make sure there were no bombs in them, because apparently they've done that in the past. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz had some comments about this, and I've got an audio clip of that, and I want to play it. He was on Laura Ingraham talking about Hamas. Keep in mind, Mike Waltz, former Green Beret congressman, now the National Security Advisor. Here's what he had to say, and I may stop you along the way. Go ahead and play it.
Sorry, I took my up.
All would basically rain down on Hamas if all the hostages, you know, weren't released. Well, they're releasing some dead hostages, Hamas, with those hideous videos circulating on the internet of Hamas parading through the streets with the coffins of children and their mother. I mean, it's just the most depraved, evil thing you can imagine. But what can we expect more from this administration, given the fact that these hostages still, all of them, some have, but many still have not been released?
Well, Laura, and I'll just let everyone know that sadly and tragically, we thought that family perhaps had been killed by an errant bombing. In fact, we now know that Hamas executed them. These are twin children. These are babies. This was their mother. This is a sick terrorist organization, no different than ISIS. And we cannot have Gaza ruled by a terrorist organization. Hamas has to be destroyed. We'll continue to enter in to some type of negotiation to get as many hostages out. But at the end of the day, Gaza will be ruled by Hamas no more, who has repeatedly said their full intent is to have more October 7th, more attacks. They fully intend to continue to attack Israel if allowed to remain in place. And we stand with Israel in making sure that doesn't happen.
Stop there.
Well, I mean,
all right. So first of all, I am so glad we have an unequivocal stance now toward Israel. There's no more of the political ambiguity that we saw in the Biden administration, where, well, you know, Israel, we're for you. Oh, those weapons you bought? Yeah, we'll get those to you. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Hey, by the way, we're going to put a multi-billion-dollar or multi-million-dollar pier into Gaza so that we can bring them supplies. What? What the heck? Who are you for? Now, I'll be the first to admit the Biden administration did great things. Did I say that? Did great things in terms of helping Israel turn back the attacks from Iran. They did. We provided assistance to their Iron Dome and to their Air Force capabilities in taking out all the attacks of missiles and drones from Iran. Great. But there's always been this crazy ambiguity about, well, you know, Hamas, and looking the other way as Palestinian flags are raised over university buildings in the United States. These are not, and by the way, I'm sick of seeing Palestinian flags in front of congressman's office. I think every time that they do that, somebody ought to take them a picture of these children who were executed in a tunnel somewhere in Gaza and make that a part of the display. How about that? Keep playing that. Let's see what else he says.
I mean, the idea that they could continue to live there, we don't have the video for some reason, but I mean, it's the most depressing, depraved video of Hamas and children clapping at the bodies of these small children being removed from where they were being kept. I mean, applauding, clapping, cheering. That's who we're dealing with. That's what they've done to their children in Gaza. And the idea that any of these people could remain is ludicrous, completely ludicrous.
But let's even go back, rewind the clock back last year when you had people in our college campuses chanting from the river to the sea, the anti-Semitism that we saw, you know, naked and bare in front of the world, and cheering on an organization that would do things like this, a terrorist group that has radicalized the next generation as well. So this is a complex issue, but what is crystal clear is Hamas has got to go, their leadership has to go, and we are working with the Israelis to do just that.
That's Michael Waltz, National Security Advisor. And listen, what's happening now, though, too, is the way that Hamas is handling this is it's endemic to who they are. Let's be clear. Hamas is a terrorist organization, but they also run the governance of the Gaza Strip. Hamas needs to be eradicated completely and fully. This sort of ceasefire peace agreement that we've got going right now, which, by the way, was started under the Biden administration, but it's, you know, it's still ongoing. It's about to fall apart. In fact, ABC News has a piece that came out just this morning. Netanyahu now vows revenge after Israel says Hamas sent back the wrong body. And her name, by the way, was Shiri Bibas. So Shiri Bibas's body is why'd you send us the wrong body? I mean, who does that? So not only did they capture a 32-year-old woman and her two children, which, by the way, I quoted their ages wrong. It was Ariel Bibas, who was 4 years old, and Kiffer Bibas, who was just a few months old, 8.5 months old, and then 84-year-old Oded Lifshitz. This is unbelievable. But it's causing the entire peace. And by the way, you know what, Hamas, when the missiles start flying again, when the tanks start rolling, when the buildings get flattened, you have no one to blame but yourself. There's nobody to blame except Hamas. And when the people of Palestine go, woe is us, what do we do? How about this? You get rid of Hamas and we won't have to worry about it. You tell Hamas they're no longer welcome. You tell them to stop digging tunnels underneath your hospitals and schools and stop seizing babies. And then how about this? Stop teaching your children to cheer and laugh as the coffins holding dead babies are carried around like trophies. Okay, look, I couldn't go to the weekend without venting that out. I had to. It was beyond the pale. That was not battlefield. That was not collateral damage. That was not somebody who was caught in the wrong place at the wrong time. That was somebody who was intentionally taken from their home, crying. 8.5 months old, taken to a tunnel somewhere, abused. By the way, their father was released, but he was held separately from them. He was tortured while he was held. And oh, by the way, he was also taunted with the things they were doing to his family over and over again. And now he finds out they didn't even send back his wife's body. That's who we're dealing with. If you have some young skull full of mush who likes to wear their keffia and talk big about from the river to the sea and put the Palestinian flag on their dorm room wall, square them away with a picture of the Bibas family. How about that? All right, we're taking a break. We'll come right back, clean up a few text messages, and head on into the weekend. I think I better lighten the mood, dude. Wow. That was heavy for the end of a Friday.
I was just going to let you vent all that out. I figured I had to get it out.
I had to. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.